Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. Welcome all of you to this Mass. We began the celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. times it helps to close our eyes and take our thoughts to God. Before we bring our gifts to the altar, before we listen to the word of God, we ask God to forgive us as a family. For so often we hurt God when we fail to see Jesus in one another. We ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord our God, the constant good gladness of being devoted to you. For it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way by not keeping busy but minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. because of your redemption is at hand. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come where there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Many people, when hearing today's gospel, coupled with the Old Testament reading from the prophet Malachi, can become discouraged and also even fearful. These words, I think, read without context, can be troubling and very unsettling. Malachi, if you remember in the first reading, very short reading today, Malachi even counsels us to fear the name of the Lord. So you might say to yourself, "But wait a minute. We as Christians want to love, not fear." I think we need to make a distinction here about the word fear in the biblical context. You see, Malachi, the prophet Malachi, is not talking about a fear which causes us to run or to hide. In this context, the biblical fear is related to awe and wonder. When we humans, the creatures, the created ones, encounter the living God, we're filled with a profound sense of awe. We become aware of our own insignificance. We become aware of our own sinfulness, of our own smallness, contrasted with the greatness of God's love and God's power. But also listen to Jesus' words in the gospel. Jesus doesn't pull any punches when it comes to describing the trials that will befall us as Christians if we proclaim his name. But almost in the same breath, he doesn't mince any words of encouragement during such trials. You remember Jesus said something like, I bid you resolve not to worry about your defense beforehand. Jesus tells us, I will give you words and a wisdom which none of your adversaries can take exception to or contradict. And so what we're hearing here is in the face of violence and betrayal, the Spirit of Jesus will never abandon us, but will provide us with the necessary resources to face such trials with courage and with competence. The Spirit of Jesus will shine through our human limitations. And so our challenge as his disciples and her disciples, his disciples, is to trust in the words of Jesus and to continue to be faithful to the gospel. You know, in every age, there are people who expect the end of the world. And, you know, when we hear today's gospel, it's about end of time. So in every age that we've had so far, the human existence, there have been people who expect the end of the world to happen very soon. This year, next year, or very soon. So we ask ourselves by reading the scripture, did the early Christians believe in a physical end of the world? Yes, they did. Very much so. And many of them thought that the end of the world would happen very soon. However, I think there is a more spiritual teaching about the end of times. I think the deepest teaching about the end of the world is not about its physical ending, but about how you and I should be living right now. Some of us maybe have not used our lives well. And why? Because we all get distracted, every one of us. And sometimes we can get caught up in our own wants, we get caught up in our own desires, and perhaps in our own lust for power. Sometimes we may be too concerned with what others think of us. The reasons for being distracted from having a strong, centered spiritual life in God are as numerous as the stars in the sky. But my friends, today's readings, I think, want to remind us to trust in the Lord. If we trust in God, then as Malachi states in that last sentence of that first reading, the Son of Justice will arise with its healing rays. In other words, we come to recognize that we ourselves cannot lead strong spiritual lives just by our own willpower. Rather, we must humble ourselves to ask God to help to change us. Certainly, the images and the words of Malachi and Jesus are very dramatic. But most of us, including myself, live on a much smaller scale. So I think the words of St. Paul provide us with much insight. Paul is writing to that community in Thessalonica. He's writing to the Thessalonians. And he's telling them, if you remember, work quietly. He is calling that community in Thessalonica to remain faithful to its ordinary, everyday tasks. See, there'd been a great deal of talk at that time about the second coming of Jesus. But unfortunately, the people in that community took this to mean that they no longer had to live responsibly or lovingly. The thought was, since the Lord is coming, we can do as we please. Jesus will take care of everything when he returns. And in their mind, the return was coming very quickly in their lifetime. We see Paul is writing them to reject that very attitude. Many in the community had been acting, as we heard, in undisciplined ways, gossiping, ignoring their everyday general duties, creating what I call a living for today attitude, having the effect of really weakening the quality of that community life. both spiritually and materially. The Apostle Paul is very clear as he admonishes them. He tells them, yes, the Lord is coming, but we still need to be prepared. We still need to work for justice. We still need to work for peace. And we still need to work to develop a community in which all are respected. Our daily commitments are important. We must remain faithful. In other words, yes, Jesus is coming. But we don't know when or how. So we must prepare. We must be a people who are prepared. And so, what does this mean for us to be prepared? As I was thinking about this, one of the facets of being prepared is to be able to stand up for our faith. Or as St. Paul would say, to remain faithful. Probably we shall never be called on to give our lives for our beliefs. But we should be willing to make some sacrifice if asked to. The question that comes before all of us on this Sunday is, am I willing to stand up for my beliefs? Do I believe in something strongly enough that I would be willing to make a sacrifice for it? In the Christian understanding of these passages of the end times and in sacred scripture, the final days of the world are always right in front of us. That means that we must be ready right now, at this very moment in our lives. There is never any time to waste. If we need to repent from some sin, now is the time. If we want to thank God for something, now is the time. If we need to forgive someone, now is the time. Scripture tells us that now is the day of our salvation. Now is the time when the Lord is with us, bringing compassion and bringing love. So, my friends, let us truly celebrate this Sunday as if it would be our final Sunday here on earth. And above all, let us be prepared and let us be always faithful to the gospel. May God bless you and may He always give you strength and courage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was imparted of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord will come to rule the earth with justice, and so we pray for all those in need.
For the church, may we be ever vigilant in awaiting the coming of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That our newly elected leaders govern with wisdom, charity, and respect for dignity of every citizen. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That young men from our parish will respond to the church's tremendous need for priests. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all priests, deacons, and religious who have served our parish, both living and deceased, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the intentions of Lee Gwoltz, who celebrates his birthday, for the Collins and Peluche families, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Andy Hines, Alfred Ganem, and Lamarcus Spencer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O God of all time, and grant that we may face the trials at the end of time, confident in your mercy and protection. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We pray, grant, O Lord, that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you, and gain us the prize of everlasting happiness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, with the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration, we sing. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, William Michael Mulvey, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
As one family, we pray as Jesus taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we will be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace come to us.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.